在他的跟前。
We thank the Lord that this evening we can gather together before Him.
我想开头的时候，请弟兄姊妹和我一同来读一些主的话。
In the beginning, let's read some of God's words.
我们请弟兄姊妹打开提摩太后书。
Please turn to the 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书第四章。
Chapter 4.
我们先从第六节读到第八节。
We're going to first read from verse 6 to verse 8.
我现在被交奠，我离世的时候到了。那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主，到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought a good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. In the future, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing.
使徒行传第九章,
Acts chapter 9,
第三节到第五节。
From verse 3 to verse 5.
扫罗行路将到大马士，忽然从天上发光，四面照着他，他就扑倒在地。听见有声音对他说：“扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？”他说：“主啊，你是谁？”主说：“我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。起来进城去，你所。” 你所当做的事，必有人告诉你。同行的人站在那里说不出话来，听见声音却看不见人。扫罗从地上起来，睁开眼睛竟不能看见什么。有人拉他的手，领他进了大马士。三日，
As he was traveling, it happened that he was approaching Damascus, and suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him, and he fell to the ground, and heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And he said, Who are you, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But get up and enter the city. It will be told you what you must do. The man who traveled with him stood speechless, hearing the voice, but seeing no one. Saul got up from the ground, and though his eyes were open, he could see nothing. And leading him by the hand, they brought him into Damascus.
第17节到22节。Verse 17 to verse 22。亚拿尼亚就去了，进入那家，把手按在扫罗身上，说：“兄弟扫罗，在你来的路上，向你显现的主就是耶稣，打发我来叫你能看见。” 又被圣灵充满，扫罗的眼睛上好像有灵立刻掉下来，他就能看见。于是起来受了吃过饭，就见状。扫罗和大马色的门徒同住了些日子，在各会堂里宣传耶稣，说他是神的儿子。凡听见的人都惊奇说，在耶路撒冷残害、除暴这名的，不是这人吗？ 并且他到这里来，特要捆绑他们，带到祭司那里。但扫罗越发有能力，拨倒住大马士的犹太人，证明耶稣是基督。Verse
17. So Ananias departed and entered the house, and after laying his hand on him, said, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the way by which you were coming, has sent me so that you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. And immediately there fell from his eyes something like a scale, and he regained his sight. And he got up and was baptized, and he took food and was strengthened. Now for 7 days he was with the disciples who were at Damascus, and immediately he began to proclaim Jesus in the synagogue, saying, He is the Son of God. And those hearing him continued to be amazed, and were saying, Is this not the one, he who in Jerusalem destroyed those who call on his name, and who had come here for the purpose of bringing them bound before the chief priest. But Saul kept increasing in strength and confounding the Jews who lived at Damascus by proving that this Jesus is the Christ.
以弗所书第三章
Ephesians chapter 3.
我先读第一节到第五节。
We're going to first read from verse 1 to verse 5.
因此我保罗为你们外邦人做了基督耶稣被囚的，替你们祈祷，量必你们曾听见神赐恩给我，将关切你们的职分托付我，用启示使我知道福音的奥秘，正如我以前略略写过的，你们念了就能晓得我深知基督的奥秘，这奥秘在以前的世代没有叫人知道，像如今借着圣灵启示他的圣使徒和先知一样。
Verse 1. For this reason I Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, for the sake of you Gentiles, if indeed you have heard of the stewardship of God's grace, which was given to me for you, that by revelation there was made known to me the mystery, as I wrote it before in brief. By referring to this,When you read, you can understand my insight into the mystery of Christ, which in other generations was not made known to the sons of men, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and the prophets in the Spirit.
第八节到第十一节
Verse 8 to verse
11. 我本来比众圣徒中最小的还小，然而他赐我的恩典，叫我把基督那测不透的丰富传给外邦人，又使众人都明白这历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里的奥秘是如何安排的。我要借着教会使天上执政的、掌权的，现在得知神百般的智慧，这是照神从万世以前在我们主基督耶稣里所定的旨意。
Verse 8, to me the very least of all saints.This grace was given to preach to the Gentiles the unfathomable riches of Christ and to bring to light what is the administration of the mystery which for ages has been hidden in God who created all things so that the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known through the church to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. This was in accordance with the eternal purpose which he carried out in Christ Jesus our Lord.
我们都知道这一次特会的主题是这就是神的工作。
We know that the theme for this conference is this is the work of God.
我们感谢神今天早晨主借着我们年长的弟兄已经把这个主题做了一个很清楚的解释。
We thank the Lord through our elderly brothers this morning has given a very clear explanation about this thing.
在约翰福音第六章里面
In a gospel according to John chapter 6
主告诉我们说
The Lord tells us
信神所差来的就是做成他的工
Believe in him whom he sent is the work of God
我想这句话里面所包含的那个原则
I believe the principle included in this statement
在初期的教会中
In the early churches,
在众使徒当中
among the apostles,
我们想保罗是一个非常好的榜样。
I think that Paul is a very good example.
他是按照主耶稣基督所说这个原则而有的一个侍奉的一个好榜样。
And he was a good example in terms of a ministry according to the principles stated by the Lord Jesus.
并且呢，是一个标准的榜样。
And it is a standard example.
我们这一次的特会里面
，in this conference，
我所承受的这个托付呢
，the entrustment I have received，
就是要交通所信的道守住了。
And it's to fellowship I have kept the faith.
我们都知道这是使徒保罗的经历。
We all know that it is Paul's experience.
使徒保罗在他侍奉最后的一段日子写信给提摩太。
In Paul, in his latter years in his ministry, he wrote this letter to Timothy.
在这一卷书的里面
，In this book,
他不仅是鼓励提摩太 不仅是提醒提摩太，
Not only did he encourage Timothy to remind Timothy，
在这一卷书的里面，
Also in this book，
他也讲到了他人生的一个结局。
He also mentioned that the end of his life，
也是保罗一生侍奉主的终点。
And that is the finish point of his ministry。
那里他有几个重要的宣告。
And there are several important declarations。
他说那美好的仗已经打过了。
He said I have fought a good fight。
当跑的路我已经跑尽了。
I have finished the course。
所信的道我已经守住了。
I have kept the faith。
他说从此之后。
And he said,
有公义的冠冕为我存留。
Yes, later for me the crown of righteousness.
这是按照那公义审判的主在那里要给我的。
Which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day.
保罗知道自己将来的结局。
Paul knew his future end.
那么这个结局是一个得胜的结局。
And that end was a victorious end.
是一个荣耀的结局。
And a glorious one.
这是叫我们里面是何等羡慕的事。
And we admire such an end so much.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道我们每一个人都有结局。
Brother and sister, we know that each one of us has an end.
这个结局非常的重要。
And this end is very important.
在圣经的里面记载着很多的人物。
And there are many characters recorded in the Bible.
我们可以看见有的人物呢，他们的结局是很悲惨。
And some of them, their ends are very tragedy.
你像犹大。
Just like a Jew.
三年半跟随主耶稣基督。
And he followed the Lord for 3.5 years.
最后把主耶稣基督卖了。
And in the end, he sold the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们都知道他得到一个非常悲惨的结局。
And he got a very miserable end.
当然在圣经里面也给我们看见有很多人他们都有非常美好的结局。
And yet there are many characters in the Bible had a very good end.
但是一个人能知道自己将来的结局是美好的很少。
And yet it is very few for a person to know his end.
在旧约圣经里面，
And in the Old Testament time，
我们晓得只有一个人物，
There was only one person，
他知道自己将来的结局是美好的。
Who knew his future end was good？
那个就是以诺。
And that was Enoch。
在这个希伯来书里面就告诉我们。
In the book of Hebrews, it tells us。
以诺在被接去之前，他已经得过神喜悦他的名证。
And before Enoch was taken up, he already received the witness of he was pleasing to God。
他知道他要去见主。
And he knew that he was about to meet the Lord.
但是呢，他可以欢欢喜喜的去见主。
And yet he was able to meet the Lord with joy.
他一个确定的把握。
And he has this assurance.
他的结局是美好的。
And his end was good.
那么在新约圣经里面
，In the New Testament time，
也是只有一个人物。
And there is only one person，
就是使徒保罗。
And that is Apostle Paul。
使徒保罗告诉我们
，And Apostle Paul tells us，
他说那美好的仗我打过了。
He said I have fought a good fight。
当跑的路我跑尽了。
I have finished my course。
所信的道守住了。
And I have kept my faith。
从此之后有公义的冠冕为我存留。
And there is later for me the crown of righteousness。
他能知道自己将来的结局是美好的。
And he knew that his end future was good。
姊妹们，我们每一个人将来都有一个结局。
And in the future, each one of us has an end.
这个结局是非常重要的。
And this end is very important.
今天我们不能像以诺，也不敢像保罗一样说我们的将来的结局是怎样美好。
And we probably cannot say like Enoch or Paul, our end in the future is very good.
但是至少我们要注意我们自己的结局。
And yet we need to pay attention to our end.
我们要羡慕能够将来有个好的结局。
We should admire to have a good end in the future.
我们要追求将来能够有个好的结局。
We should pursue so that we could have a good end in the future.
使徒保罗所以用他自己人生的结局来鼓励提摩太。
So Paul used his own end of his life to encourage Timothy.
其实也是鼓励所有的圣徒。
And actually, it is also encouragement to all the saints.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
今天早晨我们年长的弟兄用很沉重的语气告诉我们。
And in this morning, our elderly brother used a very heavy word to mention.
我们将来都要见主的。
In the future, we are all going to see the Lord.
我们能在主的跟前得着主的称许吗
？Can we have his approval in the future.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
希伯来书的作者也告诉我们
the author of Hebrews tells us,
有很多帮助我们侍奉我们的人
and there are many people who have helped us and ministered to us.
我们不仅要这个效法他们的行为
not only we,
信心
we need to imitate their faith.
我们并且要留意他们为人的结局
but we also need to pay attention to the end of their conduct.
为什么要留意他们为人的结局？
Why do we have to pay the attention to the end of their conduct?
就是提醒你，叫你注意你自己的结局。
That is a reminder that we need to pay attention to our own end.
弟兄姊妹们
and brothers and sisters,
我们实在求主给我们恩典。
May the Lord truly give us grace.
但愿这一次主把足够的光赐给我们所有亲爱的弟兄和姊妹。
Pray that the Lord will give us enough light to all brothers and sisters.
特别在侍奉的事上
especially concerning the matter of ministry.
愿主救我们脱离自己的愚昧。
May the Lord deliver us from all
脱离我们的固执
our own stubbornness.
脱离我们自以为是的情形
and the condition that we consider ourselves right.
好叫我们回到他话语的光中
so that we can return to the light of his word.
让我们能修正自己所有的光景
so that we can correct all our conditions.
但愿我们每个弟兄姊妹都能有一个美好的结局。
And I hope that all brothers and sisters could have a good end.
是我们从圣经这许多的人物身上可以看见。
And that's what we can see through all the characters in the Bible.
啊，有的人开头很好，但是后来结局不好。
And some people who have a very good beginning, and yet the end was not good.
你像在提摩太后书里面，保罗提到他的同工迪马。
And just like Demas mentioned in the 2 Timothy,
保罗这个时候正处在一个非常艰难的时候。
At that time, Paul was in a very difficult situation.
他的同工迪马居然是爱世界去了。
And yet his co-worker Demas loved the world.
跑到帖撒罗尼迦去了。
And went to Thessalonica.
这实在叫保罗非常的痛心。
And that grieved Paul very much.
我们知道迪马曾经跟保罗在一起有过相当好的一段服侍的情形。
We knew that Demas has a very good working together with Paul.
到末了他居然去爱世界去了。
But in the end, he turned to love the world.
那我们看见有的保罗同工了，开头不太好，但是越来越好。
And yet, for some of Paul's co-workers, they didn't have a very good beginning, and yet they continue to improve.
你像那个马可
and just like Mark,
开头一段时间呢是不大好。
And in the beginning, he was not that good.
但是呢，后来得到巴拿巴的帮助，越来越好。
And yet, he was got the help of Barnabas, and he has become better and better.
等到保罗到最后这段时间的时候呢，你看，马可在保罗的心中也变成一个非常重要的同工。
So in the latter years of Paul, then Mark has become a very important co-worker to Paul.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
今天主宽容我们
，The Lord has forbeared us.
我们还有机会在我们的眼前
，We still have opportunity right in front of us.
我们要求主怜悯我们
，We ask the Lord to have mercy
on us. 每一个弟兄姊妹都应当注意自己将来的结局。
So all of us should pay attention to our future end.
如果今天我们在侍奉上觉得很得意
So if we feel we are doing very well in our
结果最后到主跟前是被主责备
And yet if we come before the Lord in the end, we are chastised by him.
是没有价值的
And there is no value
那我们今天做这些有什么意义呢
And so what's the meaning that we are doing all this?
所以求主怜悯我们
So may the Lord have mercy on us.
今天就给我们恩典
Even today he will give us
今天就救赎我们
Today he will save us.
让我们脱离所有一切不讨主喜悦的光景
So that we can be delivered from all the conditions that are not pleasing to the Lord.
能够回到主的心意的里面
So that we can return to his will.
保罗告诉我们
Paul tells us,
这个神所按照公义审判所要给他的一个冠冕
This is the crown of righteousness that will be according to the righteous judge.
是神要赐给所有爱慕他显现的人
And that is also given to all who love his appearance.
今天如果我们的心渴望主快回来
If today is our heart to desire his return,
我们爱慕他的显现
We do love his appearance.
我们就会非常注意自己人生的结局
Then we will pay great attention to our own end.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
请我们记得这个冠冕是公义的冠冕
Please remember that this crown is the crown of righteousness.
它不是一个喜乐的冠冕。
It's not a crown of joy.
不是讲到荣耀的冠冕。
It's not a crown of glory.
是讲到公义的冠冕。
It is a crown of righteousness.
因为这是按照神的公义的审判而有这个结果。
Because that is based on the Lord's righteous judgment.
所以我们求主施恩怜悯我们。
So may the Lord have a mercy and grace upon us.
那么弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
保罗在他侍奉的晚年，
in his latter years of Paul's ministry,
他这里讲了三件事情。